1. Influence of the Greeks. The Hellenization of Christianity started in earnest on that eventful day when the Apostle Paul stood before the Council of the Areopagus in Athens and told the Athenians about the unknown God. There, under the shadow of the Acropolis, this Roman citizen proclaimed to these Greeks his version of the new religion which had taken origin in the Jewish land of Galilee. And there was something strangely alike in Greek philosophy and many of the teachings of Jesus. They had a common goal, both aimed at the emergence of the individual. The Greek, at social and political emergence; Jesus, at moral and spiritual emergence. The Greek taught intellectual liberalism leading to political freedom. Jesus taught spiritual liberalism leading to religious liberty. These two ideas put together constituted a new and mighty charter for human freedom. They presaged man's social, political, and spiritual liberty. Christianity came into existence and triumphed over all contending religions primarily because of two things. 1. The Greek mind was willing to borrow new and good ideas even from the Jews. 2. Paul and his successors were willing but shrewd and sagacious compromisers. They were keen theologic traders. At the time Paul stood up in Athens preaching Christ and Him crucified, the Greeks were spiritually hungry. They were inquiring, interested, and actually looking for spiritual truth. Never forget that at first the Romans fought Christianity, while the Greeks embraced it, and that it was the Greeks who literally forced the Romans subsequently to accept this new religion, as then modified, as a part of Greek culture. The Greek revered beauty, the Jew holiness, but both peoples loved truth. For centuries the Greek had seriously thought and earnestly debated about all human problems, social, economic, political, and philosophic, except religion. Few Greeks had paid much attention to religion. They did not take even their own religion very seriously. For centuries the Jews had neglected these other fields of thought while they devoted their minds to religion. They took their religion very seriously, too seriously. As illuminated by the content of Jesus' message, the united product of the centuries of the thought of these two peoples now became the driving power of a new order of human society and, to a certain extent, of a new order of human religious belief and practice. The influence of Greek culture had already penetrated the lands of the Western Mediterranean when Alexander spread Hellenistic civilization over the Near Eastern world. The Greeks did very well with their religion and their politics as long as they lived in small city-states, but when the Macedonian king dared to expand Greece into an empire, stretching from the Adriatic to the Indus, trouble began. The art and philosophy of Greece were fully equal to the task of imperial expansion, but not so with Greek political administration or religion. After the city-states of Greece had expanded into empire, their rather parochial gods seemed a little queer. The Greeks were really searching for one God, a greater and better God, when the Christianized version of the older Jewish religion came to them. The Hellenistic Empire, as such, could not endure. Its cultural sway continued on, but it endured only after securing from the West the Roman political genius for empire administration and after obtaining from the East a religion whose one God possessed empire dignity. In the first century after Christ, Hellenistic culture had already attained its highest levels. Its retrogression had begun. Learning was advancing but genius was declining. It was at this very time that the ideas and ideals of Jesus, which were partially embedded in Christianity, became a part of the salvage of Greek culture and learning. Alexander had charged on the East with the cultural gift of the civilization of Greece. Paul assaulted the West with the Christian version of the Gospel of Jesus. And wherever the Greek culture prevailed throughout the West, there Hellenized Christianity took root. The Eastern version of the message of Jesus, notwithstanding that it remained more true to his teachings, continued to follow the uncompromising attitude of Abner. It never progressed as did the Hellenized version and was eventually lost in the Islamic movement.